So Marie and I started the service about 2.5 years ago now because we've seen with the cost of living crisis, there was quite a lot of people struggling to feed their pets, which then resulted in them rehoming pets and rescue centres and things being overwhelmed with the amount of animals needing rehoming. So we were just chatting one day because both of us worked in the community and we realised it was quite a problem and quite a need for it. So we help families with existing pets while they're struggling financially with food so that they're able to keep their pets. We help quite a lot of people who may be sick and currently can't work, a family member's sick, they've been made redundant, they're unemployed, they've gone through a divorce, and where they're suddenly just struggling for money and would have to consider rehoming their pet, we can step in and help them. We also get a lot of calls during school holidays in winter. So obviously in the holidays when children are home more and low income families and things are really struggling, it just frees up a little bit of cash if we can help them with pet food for a few weeks. And the same in winter when people have a lot of fuel bills and things, we find people really struggle sometimes in the winter when they're sick or, suddenly faced with low income. So we just step in and help them feed their pets. Some people are just very short term, and other people with illnesses or problems are a little bit longer term, they need help. So yeah, we just try and help them keep their pets, their existing pets within the family.
And you say you started a couple of years ago in response to what you were seeing in light of the cost of living crisis. How has the situation, what's the situation been like recently? And how are you being, as we've heard, inundated with requests for donations?
Yeah, so we suddenly, now we're more established, we get a lot of referrals from like Salvation Army, the welfare departments and schools and education. Families are struggling. We have a lot of referrals from food bank and things as well, if people have multiple pets or pets on more specialist diets. And now word's got out more. Yeah, we have a lot more people using the service. And as I mentioned, there's certain times of the years people are particularly struggling. And some of these, they go to these other, services and organizations for help, and they refer them when they have pets onto us just to help ease the burden a little bit. So now we're more established and people are aware of us. Yeah, we literally have in the past few weeks been getting 8 to 10 new users a week, and that's on top of all the hundreds of people we help just on a weekly basis anyway. Once a fortnight, Marie and I take a day and we drive around and do deliveries around the whole island. So yeah, we cover the whole island. A lot of the people who use our service don't drive, so we find it easier if we just take time and deliver it out to them. So yeah, we're really busy at the minute.
It does sound like a lot of work for like you say, just the two of you to be undertaking. Is it a lot of work? And over the last few weeks, of course, we're into the summer holidays now. Does it seem to be getting progressively worse?
Yeah, the summer holidays definitely has impacted us, because people on low incomes or people that are sick or, suddenly being made redundant obviously have very limited funds, and then they have their kids home for all of the Scots summer holidays, so they've got to feed them, try and take days out, so their finances are very stretched. Obviously they're using probably more electricity and fuel and things, and so their budgets are pretty stretched anyway. So yeah, we've had a lot of, especially from the Salvation Army and things, a lot of referrals for help during the summer holidays, and a lot of these households have multiple pets, so they are really struggling.
And you're doing a lot of work to help people out around the island. So what can people on the island do to help you? What would really help ease the burden on you in the weeks ahead?
So we have an Amazon wish list, and we update that regularly. So if anyone was in a position to donate any item from the wish list to us, that gets delivered directly to us, and then we can distribute it amongst our users. We also have, which will be on my Facebook page, collection points, where they can drop off donations around the island. If anybody worked in like a large office or had a business and they wanted to do a little day, maybe collecting food for us, and we could come and pick it up when they have, that would be amazing. even just people who've maybe bought food for their own pets and they don't like it, you know, and they have it just sitting in a cupboard. If they wanted to donate it to us, we'd be extremely grateful for that. So any of these kind of donations would be very welcomely received if people are in a position to help.
And you mentioned there, forgive me if you've already mentioned this, you said you were getting a number of new clients each week asking for help. How many people have you got on your books at the moment that you're supporting around the island?
Oh, there's probably a good couple of hundred. And we like to use a lot of discretion because people are quite often embarrassed to need help. So I think that's why it's better just a small team. You know, we don't discuss who we help, or, you know, quite often we just leave it for people. We have people that are too embarrassed to ask for help, so sometimes their neighbors will message us and we just leave the food with a neighbor, because obviously we don't want to make anyone uncomfortable or embarrassed about receiving help. So yeah.
And if there is anybody who might be listening to this thinking, I could really do with some help with my pet food bills, what should they do, even if they think they maybe don't qualify for support?
So as long as they haven't newly got a puppy or kitten, it's for existing family pets. That's the one thing I do want to stress. We're not here to breed irresponsibility and encourage people to get pets they can't afford. Because pets are very expensive, and despite the food, they need vet treatment, wormers, spaying. So it's for people with existing pets. But if you find yourself in a position with your existing pets that you need help, you can just drop us a message on our Pet Food Pantry Facebook page. And Marie and I are very discreet. And then we don't ask too many questions because that's not really our business. So we just tend to ask what your pets eat, how many pets you have and things. And where possible, we try and keep the animals on the same food so it doesn't upset their tummies or anything. And then we will just arrange like delivery or collection times with them.
That's great.
There's also my phone number and things is available on the Facebook page and things as well. So yeah, if they're not on Facebook, they can just drop me a little message privately. If anybody could help us, we'd really appreciate it. Times are extremely tough for a lot of people out there. And if we don't continue to receive donations, unfortunately, it's not a service we can offer. So as long as the donations keep coming in, we're more than happy to keep offering this service.
Perfect. Thank you very much. I'll end.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.